Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policy-making opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Latest crop progress numbers show that we're done with the 2020 Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop. First state in the country to get to the 100% level for winter wheat harvest. 98% of the Texas crop now harvested. 80% of the Kansas crop harvested. And the Colorado crop, well along, it's now 38% harvested for 2020. National focus on our spring planting crops on corn and soybeans. The U.S. corn crop looking good, 71% right now, rated in good to excellent condition. That's off a couple of points from a week ago. Best crop in the country based on just the percentages is Iowa. 85% of the Iowa corn crop is rated in good to excellent condition. Kansas, by the way, 52% in good to excellent condition. For the state of Oklahoma, we're looking at 75% good to excellent rating. Texas, 53% of the corn crop rated in good to excellent shape. Soybean crop is 71% in good to excellent shape nationally as well. Iowa also looks really good, 84% in good to excellent shape. Folks in Kansas, 57% in good to excellent condition. Grain sorghum, the crop right now, is rated 48% in good to excellent condition. The largest states, Kansas is the largest producing state in the country, 51% in good to excellent shape, 38% in good to excellent shape for both the Texas and the Oklahoma crop at this time. And the cotton crop right now is looking at 45% in good to excellent shape, up 4 percentage points from a week ago. 22% of the Texas crop, top producing state, is good to excellent, only 22%. 42% fair, but 36% of the Texas crop poor to very poor. One of the best numbers in the country is Oklahoma. 79% of the Oklahoma cotton crop rated in good to excellent condition. Also in the crop progress numbers, pasture range ratings, 41% are rated in good to excellent shape nationally, down 1 point from a week ago. On a state-by-state basis, Oklahoma, 38% in good to excellent shape. Texas, only 30% good to excellent shape, 34% actually poor to very poor in Texas. Kansas, 40% in good to excellent shape. Missouri, 60% good to excellent shape, good shape there. New Mexico, worst spot in the country, 62% rated in poor to very poor condition. USDA taking another run at RFID tags for cattle. USDA and APHIS have published a notice in the Federal Register seeking public comments on a proposal by the agency to approve only radio frequency identification, RFID, as the official identification for cattle and bison, currently requiring official identification to move interstate. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the biggest sales of the year. Superior Livestock, proud to present Week in the Rockies sale, their 32nd annual Week in the Rockies, 6th through the 10th of July, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. is Superior Sunrise each morning. Auction starts each day at 9 a.m., 187,000 being sold on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com to get more information or call them 800-422-2117. We remind you that a lot more agricultural news is up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.